From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. A BP spokesman is insisting CEO Tony Hayward is still running the company's Gulf oil response. He tells the Associated Press that Hayward is still very much in charge. Yesterday, BP's chairman said Hayward is handing over the role as company point man on the crisis. More commercial boats and their crews are joining the effort to help clean up oil in the Gulf of Mexico. Dave Dunwoody has more on the effort from member station WUWF in Pensacola, Florida.
BP is hiring the commercial vessels in response to complaints that recreational boats have been given preference. Spokeswoman Lucia Bustamante says it's been their intent all along to hire fishermen, and while some pleasure boats will be deactivated, others may remain deployed.
They're faster and they can go to the really shallow waters, but this weekend you're going to see a vast increase of commercial vessels come into the program.
The boats are paid for each 24 hours of service, usually through 12-hour shifts. The rates range from $1,200 per period for smaller boats up to $3,000 for vessels larger than 65 feet. For NPR News, I'm Dave Dunwoody in Pensacola.
The Midwest is recovering from a pounding. Thunderstorms late yesterday killed a motorist in Michigan and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands. The skyscraper, once known as the Sears Tower in Chicago, had some windows shattered. Chicago Fire Department spokesman Larry Langford says the tower was not the only building damaged.
About a 50-story building lost about 40 windows as far as damage is concerned. Only 8 of them blew out. The rest were damaged by some kind of small flying projectiles. We don't know what they were.
Langford says there were no serious injuries. He says the storms followed a steaming hot day in Chicago. Heavy rain and flooding across southern China has killed at least 88 people and left 48 missing. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai, it's also forced the evacuation of more than a million people.
Torrential downpours have triggered flash floods, leaving croplands and in some cases villages submerged. The damage is across a swathe of southern China, including the provinces of Fujian, Jiangxi, Hunan and Guangdong. State television has broadcast pictures of a bridge in Fujian province collapsing. The Pearl River, the country's second largest, rose past danger marks on Thursday, and residents in low-lying villages have had to be evacuated. So far, Xinhua reports the economic damage at $1.5 billion, but the worst may still be to come. Forecasters are predicting more days of rain. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
China's announcement today that it will make the yuan more flexible is being welcomed by Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner. Chinese officials this year have promised currency reforms, but there are also said that they would be gradual. In a statement, Geithner is calling for vigorous implementation of the change and says he looks forward to working with China at the G20 meeting later this month in Toronto. From Washington, this is NPR News. A top U.S. envoy is calling for an independent investigation into the ethnic violence in Kyrgyzstan. After meeting today in Bishkek with officials from the Kyrgyz interim government, Assistant Secretary of State Robert Blake said they need to restore order and prevent a return to violence.
I think it's important now for the interim government to take immediate steps to first stop the violence that has occurred and then to launch an investigation into causes of the violence. I think the violence took many of them by surprise.
Blake says it's vital that Uzbek communities receive aid supplies. For 2 hours today, New Orleans top chefs will give the people of the Louisiana Gulf Coast a break from the last 60 days of the Gulf oil spill. Sweet White of member station WRKF says these chefs have always relied on the fishermen, and now the tables are turned.
Chefs from 20 New Orleans restaurants organized by the Louisiana Restaurant Association, the Ritz-Carlton New Orleans, and Signature Destination Management Company will provide lunch for fishermen and their families in Grand Isle at the Bridgeside Marina. Executive Chef Matt Murphy of the Ritz-Carlton in New Orleans explains that the event is meant to allow people to relax and enjoy a day of good food.
I just want to bring attention and tell those people down there and show those people, I guess, that they're not forgotten about. We're here suffering this with them. They're on the front line. And if we can take a trip down from New Orleans and do some cooking for them, bring some food and some music, at least take them away from the craziness that's going on and that's looming in their future, you know.
Grand Isle fishermen and residents will be eating everything from alligator sausage to seafood jambalaya and will enjoy live music by Mark Adam Miller. For NPR News, I'm Swede White in Grand Isle.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.